special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're going to be on for a full 3 hours today from 6 to 9 a.m. We're going to have a co-host. Our first hour co-host will be the Minnesota National Guard State Chaplain, whom we'll meet in a moment. The second hour will be the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the third hour will be the Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, with some special guests. We're going to get into that. But first, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn is with us. He is the Minnesota National Guard State Chaplain. Chaplain Wynn, welcome to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's shaping up to be a beautiful day today as we honor our nation's war dead.
Chaplain, I see you've got your Class A uniform on with all of those medals, and you must be off to some Memorial Day services when we're done here in the studio.
Yeah, you know, whether I get asked to participate in an event or not, I try to make it a point to at least get out to Fort Snelling. As you and I were talking about, we've got family that are out there, and pay tribute to their sacrifice and their legacy, which we continue to fulfill today.
The Chaplain, as you know, you've been with us for quite a few years. This is our 11th year on the air for Memorial Day, and because of that, I go out to Fort Snelling on Sunday before, and it takes longer and longer every year because I've got more friends, relatives, and people out there. It takes a while to get around, but on Saturday and Sunday, it's a little easier than today. It's going to be pretty busy out there.
Absolutely. Time continues to march on.
And later this hour, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp, who is running the Fort Snelling National Cemetery, and we'll find out everything that's going on out there. But, Chaplain, I wanted to open the show. Today's Memorial Day. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between, you've got special days, Flag Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day? Sometimes people get that a little bit confused.
It does happen, and I know people always have the very best of intentions. Of course, Memorial Day and Veterans Day are sometimes confused. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving. And Veterans Day, of course, represents and celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, whether living or dead.
And, of course, a lot of folks mean well, but they'll see Veterans Day and they'll say thank you and honor them. That's fine, but we'd prefer that we did that on Veterans Day, because today we want to remember those that gave their lives in service to our country. And most of them just stood up, raised their hand, said, I'll go. I'm going to serve my country, do my duty. And I noticed yesterday, and my son was with me, and he pointed out when we were walking through the tombstones, Dad, look at there. That guy was 18 years old. That one was 20. Oh, that one's 100. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, Chaplain. And you've discussed these things more than anyone as a state chaplain. How are our troops doing? How do they feel when they're going off to a mission, going off to war? Do they even think about it? They're just doing their duty.
Well, you know, I think it depends partially on the environment that you're headed to. If it's an extremely hostile or kinetic or dangerous environment, then you're presented with some different things to ponder because you got some long, lonely hours there. But for the most part, I would say as Minnesotans prepare to head overseas, regardless of their component, more than anything, they feel supported. We've got such fantastic Yellow Ribbon Network support here in the state, programs for service members and their families, family assistance centers. You really can't have a problem as a member of a team in Minnesota that there isn't a solution to. So it's the job of chaplains and other care providers to help get those solutions in their hands when they're needed so that they can focus on the mission.
And Chaplain, that's changed dramatically in the last 50 years. When I went off to Vietnam as a young man, I was going to live forever, so I wasn't worried about it, just doing my duty. But we were over there, and we were reading in the papers that anti-war drafts or riots, there were all kinds of terrible things going on back home. You couldn't contact your family unless they wrote you a letter. And if something bad happened, Red Cross would notify you. But today, with technology being what it is, our troops know what's going on back home right now.
They do. It's immediate. It's amazing. I was on the phone with one of our forward deployed chaplains earlier this week, and it's like he was sitting next to me in my basement. So the technology has come a long way. And the speed of traveling information, it's instantaneous.
And Chaplain, that can be good or bad, because if something bad happens at home with their family or one of their loved ones, they know about it immediately, and a distraction can be deadly when you're in combat.
Absolutely. No question about it. We've got, you know, folks working in the rear detachment to address issues that inevitably arise. And, you know, we've got chaplains forward that can provide that care and support to those service members in a time of crisis. Life continues back home, and that can affect the forward deployed force.
And Chaplain, I have to ask you this question. It's been a busy, busy year for the Minnesota National Guard. Deployments overseas, troops coming and going, and of course we've been called up to state active duty for over 100,000 man days because of the pandemic and civil unrest. How are our troops doing?
Troops are tired. Troops are wary, I would say. I think many are grateful now that as you know, the trial and the death of George Floyd has taken place, and now that the restrictions from the pandemic are being lifted, it's a chance to catch their breath a little bit. But I also would add, as much as they're tired and weary, it's a very, very resilient force. You don't know what you're capable of until you go through hardship, and that serves to strengthen the core, you know, just like a tree, as it takes on the storms, the roots grow deeper in search of that water, that nourishment. And as a result, you're stronger and continue to stand tall and grow tall.
Good words from our state chaplain. Chaplain, we're going to have an interesting hour. We're going to have the Minnesota Patriot Guard on, Survivor Outreach Services, and then we're going to hear from Fort Snelling National Cemetery. But before we get to that, there's some ceremonies going on today. I just want to highlight two, and maybe you could go through a couple. Our good friend, retired Major General John Trost, is going to speak today at 12:15 at the Memorial Day ceremony in Veterans Memorial Park in Blaine. They've built a new memorial park named after, it's called Tom Ryan Park. That should be a good one. And then Todd Kemmery informed us from the Minnesota chapter of the Paralyzed Veterans of America that there's going to be a drive-by Memorial Day parade out at the VA Medical Center, parking lot number 11. Starts at 11:15. Anybody who wants to honor the veterans and staff can come out there, and they're going to drive by the veterans' homes and let the veterans see that we still care. And there's a few other ceremonies there. Chaplain, do you want to go through a couple of those?
Yeah, I know that one of our fantastic leaders, Brigadier General Sandy Best, is going to be out at Bayport for a 10 a.m. ceremony this morning at the Hazelwood Cemetery. Tom, as I go down this list of cities, I'm just reminded of the incredible Yellow Ribbon Network support that exists in so many of our great cities across Minnesota. Forest Lake's got an event, particularly in Hastings, traditionally tremendously supportive of the Minnesota Guard. Marine on St. Croix, Roseville, St. Paul, and even Stillwater, which always has a fantastic event. And they're going to have a flag raising and a Thunder Flight Team flyover. That ceremony begins at the Veterans Memorial Park at 9 a.m.
And for our listeners, if you go online and just look for Memorial Day ceremonies and events taking place across the metro, times and locations will be there, and there'll be some great speakers out there. Chaplain, fortunately, I think we're getting to the end of the pandemic, unless there's another surprise. I hope to God there won't be, but it's been a rough year for everybody, isolating, and now we're back in the studio for the first time in a year and a half, and some of these ceremonies coming back, it's a refresher, isn't it?
It's a good feeling. And, you know, as Memorial Day is traditionally the start of summer, I think we can start our summer off in the right way by remembering those whose sacrifices allowed us to enjoy the kinds of freedoms that we enjoy on a day like this.
Chaplain, I'm looking forward to the rest of the hour with some great guests coming on. We'll be back after some messages. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Well, welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning at the regular time. My co-host this morning has been the Minnesota National Guard State Chaplain, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. And Colonel Wynn, we're going to be joined now by the Minnesota Patriot Guard, which is a diverse group of individuals with one thing in common. They all have tremendous respect for those who risk their lives every day, whether on American soil or abroad, in securing our nation's freedoms and liberty. And their mission is to attend the funeral services of the fallen American heroes as invited guests of the family, providing honor, dignity, and respect. And joining us now is from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Doug Bly. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning.
Doug, thanks for getting up early this morning and joining us again, as you've done for many years. I'm going to start you right off with a question. Who or what do you think of on Memorial Day, especially with all your experience going to all of these funerals for all the military that that we've lost and who the Patriot Guard writers honor so greatly?
You know, I think of my neighbor, John, who was a Ranger, World War II, who passed away about 7-8 years ago from cancer. And I was thinking, I was listening to the chaplain kind of reciting some of the different services going on today, and I kind of remember very fondly growing up in the small town I grew up in, the parade and gathering in the park and the kids being involved and being the Boy Scouts. We practiced for a month marching down the street in the parade. But it's always the rifle salute that gets you. As you stand there in that park and the crack of the rifles and the taps being played right after it, there's so many with the families that I've gotten to know and I've become personal friends, but it's always about never forget. And this weekend in particular, it's just never forget the over a million people who've lost their lives defending freedom from Revolutionary War to today. It just really kind of stands there, and it's humbling. And I'm just, you know, I think of all these families and the loss they've experienced and the grace and dignity they portray going forward, helping other people and helping other families. But it's also about their son and daughter never being forgotten. And that's one of our key thoughts is whenever we go to one of those funerals, Tom, and we've been blessed now for a couple of years. We've had active duty losses, but we haven't had loss from combat. And I think we're blessed because of that. And it kind of wells up inside of you, the thoughts you have for these servicemen and women who've lost their life, making sure that I could sit out here this morning with a cup of coffee and overlooking this wonderful world we live in today. And it's the small towns that really always get me.
Doug, thank you for your heartfelt comments. And I know with you, it's always extremely genuine. And as a chaplain who's presided over a number of graveside interments, committals, events like that, you're absolutely right. It's the rifle salute that really hits home. And the impact is seen right there with the families who are mourning the loss of their loved one. As Tom mentioned, the mission statement of the Patriot Guard is to really ensure that honor, dignity, and respect are a part of the fallen ceremonies. But let's not forget, there's a lot of other things that the Patriot Guard does, to include funeral missions as requested by the families. The Patriot Guard is always there for welcome home and deployment send-off missions, and as well visits to VA medical centers and our state veterans' homes. And so as someone who has seen the Patriot Guard in action, I just continue to be so impressed and grateful that these men and women come out and continue to honor those who are serving and those who have fallen.
Well, thank you, Chaplain, and it is our honor to be asked to be part of that. And you know, we've been busy in the last month with deployments. We've got some more coming up, but it's the flagline members that do it, Chaplain. It's, you know, I get to be the voice on the radio with Tom on once in a while, but it's these members who get up early in the morning. It's the members who take days off work. It's the members who, and not all veterans, you don't have to be a veteran to be part of the Patriot Guard, and give of their time and give of their heart. And for that family that day to stand there, I stand in awe of them and so appreciate what these members have done throughout the years we've been around.
Well said.
Doug, I want to thank you. You might recall a few years ago you had a good friend of yours come in and we recorded taps, and yeah, he did it in one session, one take, and it was perfect. And at 8:59 today, as we end the show, we're going to play that those taps out. And if I'd just like to thank you for helping us capture that. I think the station has used it a number of times. And once again, thanks for getting up so early on Memorial Day, and glad you're able to enjoy a cup of coffee and join the chaplain and I today on the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Chaplain. And we will never forget. We always remember the sacrifices made on our behalf.
Thanks, Doug.
That was Doug Bly from the flagline of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. Find more information online at Twin Cities News Talk, at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour is the Minnesota National Guard State Chaplain, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. And Colonel, we've got a Marine going to join us. Roman Balderas serves as a support coordinator for the Minnesota National Guard Survivor Outreach Services, where for the last 4 years he's served families of the fallen. Roman, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your career in the Marines?
Yes. I served in the Marine Corps from 2001 to 2005. I left boot camp a week after 9/11 and got out in 2005. Served two deployments, 2003 during the invasion. In 2004, we would leave the 82nd Airborne in Fallujah, Iraq.
Roman, this is Chaplain Buddy Wynn, and I wish that I had the words to articulate to our listeners just how important the work that the Survivor Outreach Services team does. I've worked with you. Our paths have intersected and crossed, countless times during your time there. And thank you for your service in Iraq and your service to the Marine Corps. And as well, of course, today is a day that we honor not just the Marines that fell during your service, but those who have fallen from all conflict. Talk about what does Memorial Day mean to you personally, and what does it mean for the families that you support?
Memorial Day for me really is that day to sit back and reflect on all the men and women that sacrificed, paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms and what we can do today on Memorial Day, right? With our families, I've met some incredible people. I've met some incredible families and heard some just outstanding stories of their loved ones, from the Army, all branches, right? We have all branches in our program. Hearing those stories and who they are and how they want to carry on the legacy of their loved one. Really, it's just for them, I hear time and time again, working this program and serving these families is, please don't forget about, my loved one. Don't forget about his or her service. And that's the most important thing for these families.
Roman, you serve the families of the fallen. Can you share with our listeners quickly what type of services do you provide for them?
I work for Army Survivor Outreach Services. We're an Army program. We serve all branches of service, but we connect these families with anything they need, right? During that initial time, the loss of their loved one, they are included with they have a casualty assistance officer helping them. And we just help them navigate through things they need, immediate needs, right away. And we're also long-term support. So when those families are 6 months, 12 months, years down the road, their needs may differ, right? They might need different things. And we help them work with the VA, work with TRICARE, anything they need to help take that burden off of trying to express their loss and just grief at that time where they don't need to work with other entities and stuff. And we keep them involved in our community. We outreach to these families. We work with different various organizations. We help them through this whole process.
Roman, this is Chaplain Wynn, and I've been told many times that people think that I must have a difficult job, and certainly, there are moments when it's challenging emotionally because you empathize with the struggles that the families are having, but really you and your team and all of those that have supported Survivor Outreach Services over the years really are on a mission of mercy. What would you want the listeners to know about the families of the fallen?
The families of the fallen, their loved ones served, and a lot of times these families have served as well, not, so to speak, in the military, but when their loved one goes on deployment, when their loved one's away from home, those families, those spouses, those moms, those children, they're also experiencing the effects of deployment as well. So when thinking of deployments and people going overseas, it's the whole family really deploying.
You mentioned it earlier too, Roman, and that is that these families are incredible. They've got amazing stories, as I've come to know so many of them over the years with a heavy heart, but also just honored to be in their presence because of what the sacrifice their service member means to all of us.
Yes, sir.
Roman, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Roman. Chaplain, just a quick follow-up for you. We had a terrible accident recently. We lost one of our airmen from the 148th Fighter Wing. And I understand that the police and the emergency responders and everybody stayed with him and until as long as they could, and they even went and got a flag and stayed with him. You get called in for things like that as well.
We do. It's little or no notice. So we've got to be ready and we've got to be trained. And that's, a large part of what our effort goes towards. We have a threefold mission in the chaplaincy. Number one is to nurture the living. Number two is to care for the wounded. And number three is honor the fallen. And that, of course, includes the service member's family.
And we never know when it's going to happen next. So you're always on call, Chaplain. I salute you, sir.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here.
We'll be back with talking to Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp, a retired Marine Corps from the Fort Snelling Cemetery. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our Memorial Day special edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour has been Minnesota National Guard State Chaplain, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. And joining us now is another Marine, retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp from Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to hear the Marines hymn. Gets me going for the day and gets me standing at attention.
Yes, sir, but I understand you've already had some ceremonies, and you just finished one.
We did, sir. We just completed, of course, it's our duty to make sure that we honor the fallen on this day, and we had the governor here, Senator Klobuchar and Senator Smith, doing a solemn wreath-laying ceremony at the main flagpole, along with the placement of some roses at the base of that wreath. So it was a very nice thing with the rendering of taps. We just completed that, and we're moving throughout the day now.
So you're off to a quick early start, Colonel, and I got to tell you, I was out there with my family yesterday, and there's a lot of flags up and more flags going up, and I don't know about any other families in the Twin Cities, but every year it seems to take me longer. Not only are my parents out there, but I've got a brother and an uncle and a cousin, and it takes a while to stop by all of those markers, and the cemetery, as usual, is in beautiful condition.
Well, sir, you know, that doesn't happen by accident. I have a fantastic crew here that day in and day out through the winter, through the spring, through the fall and the summer, they take care of this place and they take care of our veterans and their families. And it's an honor to show it off. It's quite the jewel in the National Shrine of the Upper Midwest. We're very, very proud to be part of that. As you know, you mentioned the flags. They placed a flag on over 183,000 markers out here yesterday, an organization, a nonprofit called Flags for Fort Snelling. That was wonderful that they did that, and now later today we have a virtual video. Hopefully this is the last year for that. Next year we hope to be back full ceremony, but we did a video that should be posted to our Facebook page at 10 o'clock today, and that features Brigadier General Best, Kay Bauer, Vietnam veteran, Captain Kay Bauer, and you can see from those two as long is the theme of women in the military. So I encourage everybody to go out and take a look at the video and remember all those who have fallen.
And sir, is that on your Facebook page?
It'll be on our Facebook page at 10 o'clock. That's when our ceremony normally is. So please go out and take a look at it.
Colonel Knapp, Chaplain Wynn, great to hear your voice. It's been a while since I've been able to see you in person, but even through the pandemic, your team has done such a fantastic job in ensuring that we continue to honor the fallen. You know, many veterans know that burial in a national cemetery is open to all members of the armed forces who've met a minimum active duty service requirement, and if they choose that they can be buried there. Here's a question I get a lot from families of veterans. What can families do to prepare for the day when they will lay their veteran to rest in terms of ensuring that their benefits related to burial are in order?
Well, there's a couple things you do. Obviously, prior planning is a really good thing to do. We do have a program called pre-need. It's a one simple form. You can send that to the NCA, the National Cemetery Administration, with your DD-214 or your discharge documents, and we can pre-approve through the service. So that kind of gives peace of mind to the veteran or the family that they're already ready to go. Once the eligibility letter comes back, which doesn't take very long, a couple weeks, they would have that with their important papers to show that they are eligible to be buried in any national cemetery.
And Colonel, you brought that up, I think, about a year and a half ago, and I sent that form in along with my DD-214 and got a nice certificate back, and my family knows where that is, and it was really easy, just as you say. Colonel, I was out there for a tour with you a few years ago, and one of the things you shared with me is you get cremains in of veterans from all over the country, and periodically you put together a service. and bury those cremains all at once so that none of those veterans are alone at that time. And usually it's you and your staff and perhaps some Patriot Guard riders.
Yeah, that's correct. Whether it be on a daily basis where a veteran will show up without any family in presence, we'll stand in for that veteran. Or, as you say, the remains of the veteran are sent to us because the family has moved out of state, but they prefer to be buried at Fort Snelling. We'll go ahead and have a ceremony to make sure that they are remembered and properly sent off.
Very good, sir. Can you share with us what are the current guidelines from CDC with regard to the pandemic on what you can do and can't do, and have you caught up?
We are, we're definitely caught up. I mean, we're busy. I think we had a lot of people hold on to urns during the COVID. But right now, the CDC guidelines, if a person has received both their vaccines, they do not have to wear a mask at the facility or indoors here on the federal facility. The other, I think, good thing for us is we used to have a restriction on how many people could attend a committal service here. That was lifted a few days ago, so there is no restriction on the number of people coming in. So COVID is becoming, hopefully a thing of the past, and we're moving. Anybody just consult the COVID CDC guidelines, and you'll see we're opening up. We're very pleased for seeing people's faces again.
Colonel Happ, you shared some information with us about the Veterans Legacy Memorial. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yes. About a year and a half ago, the National Cemetery Administration rolled out what's called the Veterans Legacy Memorial. And think of it as a social media-like platform, although it's not social media in the sense that, like Snapchat and those other kinds of Facebooks and things like that. It's more of a digital remembrance. And every veteran in all our national cemeteries has a social profile or a profile on that page. And then family members or friends can visit that their page and or their site and add photographs, stories, et cetera. It's a way of keeping their stories alive. We have over 4 million visitors, veterans buried in national cemeteries. So it's an aggressive program to make sure that we're keeping all those veterans in the front consciousness and telling their story after they've passed.
So if our listeners want to see that, they can go online at cem.va.gov. And as you say, Colonel, they can upload some photos and documents and share a little bit of information. Every one of your veterans that have moved into Fort Snelling has a story. They have a life, as they say, the dash between the birth date and the date that they died was their life. And they all raised their hands and swore to serve our country. And I'm so thrilled to have met you and your staff and happy that you're taking care of all the veterans that have moved into Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to get the word out on some of the things we're doing here. It's an honor and a pleasure. And on a day like today where we remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, it is just an honor and a pleasure to be able to do what we do here to honor our heroes.
Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Well, thank you, sir, for having me.
That was retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp. Chaplain, I know that I want to thank you for coming down to the studio today. We haven't had a chance to do this in person for a while, and you're all dressed up, so I know you're off to some cemeteries or to some ceremonies, probably at some cemeteries. And we've got a few minutes left. Do you have some final thoughts for us?
You know, it's good to talk to Roman and Doug and of course Colonel Knapp. And I think about what this day means for me, and I think of my grandfather. I think of the soldiers of the Heavy Weapons Platoon, Love Company, 3rd of the 8th Cav, as a part of the 1st Cav Division. They landed at Pusan, South Korea on the peninsula, made a lightning run up north past Pyongyang. In fact, many of them had probably seen Bob Hope had a show. Very few people know that. They thought they would be home by Christmas. The end of the month of October, they had a holding action north of Pyongyang in a little hamlet known as Unsan. And I still have the envelope where Grandpa had written the names of every member of his platoon. 44 of the 46 were killed, wounded, or captured. I think about those that lost their lives. I think about those that went missing. I think about the over 83,000 who are still missing and unaccounted for across World War II and since then. And we certainly keep them and their families in mind. They haven't had the closure of a ceremony or of being able to identify the remains of their family members who have fallen. So it's a very, very meaningful day. And I think about just, you know, this great passage in the book of Isaiah where the prophet says there will be the day when we'll beat our swords into plowshares and neither shall we learn war anymore. And won't that be a great day?
Amen.
Got a great prayer, Tom, if I could close with from the American Legion, published recently. It's a prayer for our veterans, and it essentially goes like this. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with brave men and women who are willing to defend our freedom. May your protection and grace surround them each day. Let your healing hand be upon those who suffer wounds and injuries. May those who have made the ultimate sacrifice rest forever in your holy presence. Comfort the families who mourn and are left to remember the precious lives of their loved ones. Help us to honor and support them. And let us be ever mindful of each sacrifice made on behalf of the American people by our sons, daughters, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, and friends. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain, and thank you for joining us again this year. It's become a great tradition.
It has.
For our listeners, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a new co-host, Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we'll visit with the Minneapolis VA, Representative Tom Emmer, and the DAV. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the Adjutant General of Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey, along with Lieutenant General John Jensen, Senator Klobuchar, and Governor Tim Walz. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. You can find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. I'm Tom Lyons. We will, Justice and Drew, Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow at their regular time. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for the hour with Commissioner Larry Herkey. Chaplain Nguyen, once again, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate seeing you.
Tom, great to see you. Blessings on your Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir.